Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 93. Apple launches Apple Watch 6, expanding health and fitness capabilities. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage, which is between the ocean playground of Cook Inlet and the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will give you information about one of the announcements that occurred Tuesday, September 15th, at a virtual Apple presentation. Specifically, the Apple Watch Series 6, which delivers several new wellness and fitness capabilities, hardware improvements, new case finishes, and Watch OS 7. We will cover the other announcements, including a new iPad and the Apple One subscription service, in our next episodes. I'm beginning with the Apple Watch because I believe it's the most notable of today's announcements. Let's start with an overview of the Apple Watch Series 6 announcement, and then we will delve deeper into each of the new features. The watch introduces a new blood oxygen feature that offers users even more insight into their overall wellness. This is a welcome feature for me, eliminating an extra health device, and now I get access to it all day. Apple Watch Series 6 also delivers hardware improvements, including a faster S6 system in package, referred to as SIP, and next generation always on altimeter, along with a colorful lineup featuring a completely new palette of case finishes and bands. As the hardware improves with each Apple Watch, the impacts to the previous watches becomes more visual to me, especially in processing speed and battery life. Watch OS 7 brings family setup, sleep tracking, automatic hand washing detection, new workout types, and the ability to curate and share watch faces, encouraging users to be more active, stay connected, and better manage their health in new ways. Making the announcement today was Jeff Williams, Apple's chief operating officer, who said, "Apple Watch Series 6 completely redefines what a watch can do. With powerful new features, including a blood oxygen sensor and app, Apple Watch becomes even more indispensable by providing further insight into overall well-being," finished Williams. Let's not waste any time and delve deeper into the blood oxygen sensor and application. Apple Watch Series 6 expands the health capabilities of previous Apple Watch models with a new feature that conveniently measures the oxygen saturation of the user's blood, so they can better understand their overall fitness and wellness. Oxygen saturation, or SpO2, represents the percentage of oxygen being carried by red blood cells from the lungs to the rest of the body and indicates how well this oxygenated blood is being delivered throughout the body. To compensate for natural variations in the skin and improve accuracy, the blood oxygen sensor employs 4 clusters of green, red, and infrared LEDs, along with the 4 photodiodes on the back crystal of the Apple Watch, to measure light reflected back from the blood. Apple Watch then uses an advanced custom algorithm built into the Blood Oxygen app, which is designed to measure blood oxygen between 70% and 100%. On-demand measurements can be taken while the user is still, and periodic background measurements occur when they are inactive, including during sleep. All data will be visible in the Health app, and the user will be able to track trends over time to see how their blood oxygen level changes. The new blood oxygen sensor and app conveniently measure the oxygen saturation of blood so users can better understand their overall fitness and wellness. Apple is joining forces with researchers to to conduct 3 health studies that include the Apple Watch to explore how blood oxygen levels can be used in future health applications. This year, Apple will collaborate with the University of California, Irvine, and Anthem to examine how longitudinal measurements of blood oxygen and other physiological signals can help manage and control asthma. Separately, Apple will work closely with investigators at the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research and the Peter Munk Cardiac Center at the University Health Network, one of the largest health research organizations in North America, to better understand how blood oxygen measurements and other Apple Watch metrics can help with management of heart failure. Finally, investigators with the Seattle Flu Study at the Brotman Beatty Institute for Precision Medicine and faculty from the University of Washington School of Medicine will seek to learn how signals from apps on Apple Watch, such as heart rate and blood oxygen, could serve as early signals of respiratory conditions like influenza and COVID-19. The next feature to discuss is design and performance. Apple Watch Series 6 improves performance through redesigned hardware that packs even more features and power into the same impressively small design. Using a new dual-core processor based on A13 Bionic in iPhone 11, the upgraded S6 SIP runs up to 20% faster, allowing apps to also launch 20% faster while maintaining the same all-day 18-hour battery life. Additionally, Apple Watch Series 6 features the U1 chip and ultra-wideband antennas, which will enable short-range wireless location to support new experiences, such as next-generation digital car keys. Apple Watch Series 6 offers faster charging, completing a full charge in under 1.5 hours, and improved battery life for tracking certain workouts such as indoor and outdoor runs. Moving on now, an enhanced always-on Retina display on Apple Watch Series 6 is up to 2.5 times brighter than Apple Watch Series 5 outdoors when the user's wrist is down, making it much easier to see a watch face in bright sunlight. When their wrist is down, the user can also now access Notification Center and Control Center, tap on complications, and swipe to change faces without having to wake their watch screen. Next feature on deck is the always-on altimeter, great for those outdoor enthusiasts in Alaska and other mountainous states. The always-on altimeter provides real-time elevation all day long by using a new, more power-efficient barometric altimeter along with GPS and nearby Wi-Fi networks. This feature allows for the detection of small elevation changes above ground level, up and down to the measurement of 1 foot, and can be shown as a new watch face complication or workout metric. Let's now dive into some of the new Apple Watch colors and band features. There will be more choices than ever with stunning new cases and bands to suit every style and preference. I'd encourage you to go to the Apple website. For the first time, a new blue color joins the silver, space gray, and gold aluminum case options, along with a product red Apple Watch with exclusive matching bright red bands. These look really cool, and I would urge you to go there and check them out. Stainless steel models are now available in graphite, a rich gray-black hue with a striking high-shine finish, and an updated classic yellow-gold color. Apple Watch Edition is available in natural and space black titanium. 3 all-new band styles offer wearers innovative options that provide a tailored and comfortable fit without traditional clasps or buckles. In an industry first, the ultra-light Solo Loop introduces a continuous and stretchable band design that comes in 2 materials, soft silicone and braided yarn. A special UV treatment process used on the soft silicone of the Solo Loop creates a smooth, silky finish while a precision braiding machine interweaves the 16,000 polyester yarn filaments made of 100% recycled material with ultra-thin silicone threads, giving unique stretchability and a distinct look to the braided solo loop. To ensure the best fit, a new sizing system offers 9 available lengths for the solo loop styles. The first-of-its-kind leather link wraps elegantly around the wrist, effortlessly attaching on the other side with flexible molded magnets. Apple Watch Nike now comes with new colors for the Nike Sport Band and Nike Sport Loop, and a new Nike Compact watch face allows for multiple Nike Run color complications. Apple Watch Hermes offers stainless steel cases in silver and space black paired with single or double tour styles in an assortment of vibrant new colors. Next up is Apple Watch faces. With Watch OS 7, customers can take personalization to the next level with 7 new watch face options, including Stripes, Chronograph Pro, GMT, and Artist, while curating, discovering, and sharing new watch face configurations with others. You hopefully can already see why I chose the Apple Watch to discuss first. We aren't done yet, with new features still to come. Next up is family setup and optimized features for the entire family. Family setup in Watch OS 7 extends Apple Watch to the entire family by allowing kids and older family members of the household who do not have an iPhone to benefit from the connectivity, safety, and fitness features of Apple Watch. Kids can take advantage of communication and personalization capabilities, access emergency SOS at any time, enjoy an activity rings experience that has been optimized just for them, and utilize a new mode called school time, which can help them stay focused and attentive while learning at home or in the classroom. Watch OS 7 also offers optimized features for older adults, starting with a simplified onboarding and configuration process, along with a refreshed, extra-large face that shows the time and a rich complication at a glance. Older adults can also benefit from a new health checklist in the Health app on iPhone, which offers the ability to track whether health features like fall detection have been enabled in one centralized view. Now let's talk about pricing and availability. Apple Watch Series 6 GPS starts at $399 US, and Apple Watch Series 6 with GPS and cellular starts at $499 US. Apple Watch Series 6 is available to order today from Apple.com and in the Apple Store app, with availability beginning Friday, September 18th in the US, Puerto Rico, and 27 other countries and regions. New Apple Watch bands are available to order today from Apple.com and in the Apple Store app, with availability beginning Friday, September 18th. Solo Loop and Braided Solo Loop in Product Red will be available in late October. Solo Loop and Braided Solo Loop are compatible with Apple Watch Series 4 watches and later. So that wraps up the Apple Watch 6 for right now. To quickly summarize the Apple Watch 6, there are new health and fitness features, including low-range VO2 max, sleep tracking, automatic hand-washing detection, improved hardware, along with new Apple Watch colors, faces, and watch bands. I'll continue with some of the other announcements from today shortly. This is a great new addition, and if you want one, I would say to order as soon as possible. I already noticed shortly after the announcement the delivery time slipping into late October. Let me finish by saying Mac Minutes listeners are invited to an Alaskan Apple Users Group virtual meeting using the Zoom application on Wednesday, September 26th from 10 until noon Alaskan time. We will be holding an open discussion about Apple topics. You can get the Zoom application code by emailing me at the web address located at the bottom of the Mac Minutes website. We have participants from the east to the west coast of the U.S., and everyone is invited. If Mac Minutes can help you with your tech, please get a hold of me at the email address or phone number on the Mac Minutes website, and I can answer them in a future episode. Again, that webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For everyone listening today, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to seeing you next week for our next podcast. So that's all I have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we will see you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe and stay well.